Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special Friday the 13th edition of As I See It. And on today's show, we're going to take a look at the political documentary 2000 Mules that has really caused a stir of controversy, even among a lot of the Republican Party, to be perfectly honest. And we're going to take a very impartial look at the film itself, and we're going to give you our conclusions as well as answer some of the questions that people have had when they were fact-checking this film. So let's just start by saying this. This is not going to be in any way, shape, or form a podium to judge who Dinesh D'Souza is, because it's irrelevant. We all know of his leaning. We all know the way he probably votes, and it's irrelevant. What is relevant is the facts, and if this film does indeed present facts, or if it's just a propaganda tool. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. The very first thing we're going to do is dissect what the title means, for those who may not know. 2,000 Mules refers to what D'Souza has said was at least the minimum amount of people who carried illegal votes to drop boxes in some of the key states, all of the key states that were in question. And he's calling them mules, much like, of course, you call a mule someone who drags drugs across the border. Now, let's first talk about how he has actually come up with this assertion. And that's through the use of geo-tracking. So in his film, what he has basically done is he has purchased records of the geo-tracking of cell phones that were in that area. And he has been able to electronically trace individual cell phone numbers to drop boxes that were placed in those states. If you remember right, there were drop boxes that were placed in various places in Philadelphia and there in Georgia, all over, drop boxes, because COVID had run wild. And they said, well, you can just drop your ballot in a box. Now, here's an interesting thing, which was not brought up in the film. How come you just can't drop your ballot in a U.S. postal box? How come there has to be a special ballot box? If you can get to the ballot box, I imagine you could get to the post office box. But there was a Democrat insisted, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put ballot boxes in neighborhoods. It's going to be much easier to vote since COVID has stricken down the world. And don't worry, though, we're going to put cameras on every single one of them so there's no illegal activity or possibly people breaking into these boxes or whatever the case may be. So what D'Souza has done was he got the tracking information. And according to him, what he has found out is that several of these exact same phone numbers, cell phone numbers, visited multiple drop boxes. And in some cases where video was available, you can see those people placing large numbers of ballot in those boxes. Now, what his conclusion is of this film is that if you take the amount of mules and even average out 5 ballots per mule, per box, that they actually were tracked to, that these votes would have been enough to change the results of the electoral vote in all of the key 5 states. So his conclusion is that Donald Trump indeed won the presidency of the United States, and the only reason he did not was because of this, what he calls these 2,000 mules, who illegally placed ballots in boxes by sometimes 10 or 15 of them at a time. Now, right away, there has been a lot of controversy about his facts, about the numbers, about the way the film presents things. We're going to take them all one by one. And we're going to be fair about it. I'm going to bring up both sides of this argument, and I'm going to, you're going to judge for yourself. But the very first thing that people bring up is the laws regarding this so-called ballot harvesting. Because believe it or not, in most states, I think 39 states, it's legal. And what it's legal about, it depends on the states. In other words, some places you can carry your neighbors or your friends. Other states, it has to be a loved one. There has to be a reason. There has to be a family member. The laws vary. But basically speaking, in 39 states, it's legal to drop somebody else's vote off. So immediately what the left is saying is, so what? And some of the right is saying, so what? So they dropped off these votes. Is it illegal to drop off other people's votes? Maybe those people couldn't get to the boxes. Maybe those people were afraid of COVID. Maybe those people were infirmed. Maybe those people directly handed it to someone and said, could you go mail this for me because I'm in an old age home or I can't drive or any number of other reasons. And that's a fair question. But here's the answer. No, it's not legal. And I'll tell you why it's not legal. It's not legal because the SUSE has also alleged that these exact same phone numbers were traced to nonprofit organizations who apparently sent people to drop these ballots off. So your next question is, well, couldn't I just give my vote to these nonprofit organizations and they could just go ahead and get people to drop them off? No. And the reason is because they would be paid. So let me explain how this works. If you're my uncle and you say, I'm driving a car in 20 years and I'm infirmed, could you drop my ballot off? Yes, I can. If my neighbor says, can you drop my ballot off in most states? Yes, I can. If my neighbor says, I'm going to give you $20 for your trouble, no, I can't. Because the moment money is involved, it's illegal. And the vote does not count. So no, I could not do that. So what Dinesh D'Souza is basically saying is these nonprofit organizations hired people to drive these votes to various drop boxes. And in doing so, rendered them all illegal because they were being paid to do so. Now, a lot of people will say, well, how do you know they were illegal votes? Maybe those people wanted to vote the way they voted. Maybe some of them voted for Trump. Well, you're right. We don't know. We don't know what was on the ballots that were dropped in the ballot boxes, and we're never going to know that. But it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because they're all illegal, is what he's saying. His conclusion is, I don't care if every one of them worked for Trump. They're all illegal. They should not count. And what we do know is the times they were dropped off and the amount that were dropped off. So, yeah, a lot of these were dropped off very, very late. And the very, very late was the big surge for Joe Biden. So his conclusion is, well, the majority of these had to be for Joe Biden. Otherwise, Trump would have won by a landslide. So in other words, the time that we see on this geo-tracking indicates that these were all late votes. And we know that the late vote, for the most part, in these states seemed to favor Biden by a considerable margin. Now let's talk about what the illegal vote means. Basically speaking, if you cast a vote and you hand it off to someone, in most states, that's perfectly fine. But if you pay them, that is not perfectly fine. And if it's found out, your vote does not count. Because there's a difference between ballot harvesting and ballot trafficking. You see, if you allowed people to do that, you could literally probably find people who would do that for extra money. And they'd say, well, that's all right. I'll go around to all these places and say, I'll deliver 200 of them. Give me $10 a piece. I'll deliver all your votes, all you people who don't want to drive. But then they're in the hands of someone who could alter them or throw them out or do any number of things with them. So that's why they do not allow that. They figure that the ballot harvesting is going to come from people you trust. I'm handing it to my uncle. I'm handing it to my father. I'm handing it to my next-door neighbor who I have a great relationship with. It's not that I'm handing it to some dude who shows up at my door and says, give me 10 bucks to do it. So that's what an illegal vote actually means. Now, a lot of people will say, well, how can you possibly prove that they were paid to do it? Well, first off, let's say this. I don't know anybody who's volunteering to drive their car all over Georgia to one after the other. Some of these are miles and miles and miles and miles and miles apart. All night long? All night long? And you're not going to get paid? That doesn't sound correct. Second thing we have to remember is the big question on my front, which is, why didn't you just drop them all off in the same box? Why did you keep going back? And geotracking shows you went back to the nonprofit organization, then back to a ballot box, back to the nonprofit organization, back to a different ballot box. Why did you keep doing that? Wouldn't it have been easier to say, put all the ballots in the damn car, and I'll just go and drop them all off at the one closest to me? That would have been the correct thing to do. However, the conclusion then would have been when the people opened up that box, they may see an inordinate amount of ballots coming from one area, and there would be questions. So in order to avoid those questions, they actually went through the ritual of dropping them off in various places so that it wouldn't become obvious that there was a tremendous amount of votes in one of these boxes. At least that's his conclusion. Now, these people took pictures. You can see people on video literally taking a picture of them dropping the stuff into the ballot box. You know why this is done? This is the same reason when Amazon shows up at your door, they take a picture of the thing sitting there at your doorstep. The reason they do that is because you cannot then say, I never got it. And they can say, well, I don't know. We got a picture of it sitting at your doorstep. The drivers are forced to do that to protect themselves so that you just can't say the driver decided to keep my cool item and claim it got delivered. That's done when you're getting paid. Nobody's going to do that on a voluntary basis. So I think that shoots down the argument that, A, you don't know if the people were paid. I would conclude the people were paid. I think that's a fair assessment based on what I said. And then the second one, how do you know these votes were illegal? Because I just told you, anybody that's paid to deliver a vote, they're all illegal. It doesn't mean they're fake. It doesn't mean they're all for Joe Biden. But they're all still illegal. It wouldn't have mattered if every one of them was for Donald Trump. They're illegal. They can't be counted. Not according to the state laws. So let's separate that for a minute. We're not even saying they're fake. We don't know if they are. They could be. There's a lot of evidence that says, well, you know, they only voted for Joe Biden. They didn't vote for anybody else on the Democratic ticket. Nonetheless, we don't know that. But what we do know is D'Souza is right when he says all of these ballots, if these people were paid to drop them in these drop boxes, all of them are illegal. All of them. Now, the second point of contention is, well, if this is true, how come in the film you never see the same person at a second ballot box? You see a video of a person at a ballot box, but you don't see the video of that same person at another ballot box. And that's true. This film does not show someone at multiple ballot boxes on video. It does not. However, D'Souza's claim is the ballot boxes in question, we can prove the cameras were not functioning. Everyone said these cameras were supposed to be up and running. They were not. When we asked for the videotape, they said it doesn't exist. So we could only video monitor the actual boxes that actually had working cameras. However, we do have the geo-tracking that clearly shows they were there. Same phone number. So no, we don't have their face in front of that box, but yes, we do have their cell phone in front of that box at just about the same time it would take to get from their nonprofit organization location, which we've tracked them to that box, which is a pretty powerful argument. Now, the next thing people are going to say, of course, is, well, come on, geo-tracking. How about if they just drove by it? So if the guy went to the post office, back from the post office, went to the bakery, back from the bakery, and he keeps passing that same box, are you counting it that he went to that box six times? No. Not at all. As a matter of fact, they went out of their way, according to D'Souza himself, to make sure that none of these people included in the 2,000 number were people who visited the same box more than once or visited just one or two boxes. They were people who visited multiple boxes in multiple locations, and on top of that, they were people whose normal activities, because they had the geo-tracking information for the phone numbers, whose normal activities didn't take them by those boxes on a regular basis. So they did do the groundwork there. In other words, these people were going out of their way. Now, I've also heard, well, geo-tracking still, it's not accurate. Well, folks, when COVID was around, they were geo-tracking if you got into any location that you could have potentially been exposed to COVID. So how come it was so accurate then? How come geo-tracking was so accurate that it was a miracle and they could pinpoint where you were and say, you got to go for a COVID test because you went to such and such a time, and we know you were there, and we know that there was an outbreak of COVID? I don't remember anybody saying geo-tracking wasn't accurate back then. If it was good enough for the government then, I'm imagining it has to be good enough for the government now, right? So now we've addressed why the photos have been taken and why that you didn't see the same person twice. We've also addressed why that they didn't just drop them all at once. Now let's talk about these nonprofit groups. Most of these nonprofit groups, which do remain anonymous in the film, D'Souza claims are left-leaning nonprofit groups. Now, I agree with everyone who's questioning this film when I say, if you have that proof, you should put that in the movie. You should absolutely put that in the movie. Because if you don't, then we only have your word that they're left-leaning nonprofit organizations. Now, he says, I know the names of them. And, you know, it's fairly easy to figure it out. If you look at my geo-tracking information, you kind of see where they're located. I get you. Now, I see what you're saying, but we'd like to know that they are left-leaning groups. Because if they are left-leaning groups, folks, then it's very, very likely that the majority of the votes that were coming through there were for Joe Biden. It's also very likely anyway, because we know a lot of these were late-counted votes, and they came in late, some of them after 3 o'clock in the morning, which technically the polls had closed. So yes, very, very interesting. Now, as far as this situation with a lot of the left saying, well, even if every single thing he says in this movie is true, because we don't know whether they were votes for Trump or they were votes for Biden, you can't automatically say this would have changed the election, because you're counting every single vote as if it were a vote for Biden, when you have no way of knowing whether that's true or not. So even if we threw out all of those votes, as you're suggesting, there's still a very, very strong chance that Joe Biden would have won. Perhaps he would have won by more votes, because maybe the majority of those votes in those drop boxes were for Trump. We don't know that. Well, we don't know that. And again, we're never going to know it. But I think we can make a reasonable assumption based upon what the polls were saying at 1 o'clock in the morning in those states, that it would have been unconscionable that the majority of these votes were for Donald Trump. Because had that been the case, then certainly we would have woke up in the morning to a landslide, because he was winning by a considerable margin in most of these states at 1 o'clock in the morning. So logic would dictate that the vast majority of these votes were indeed cast for Joe Biden. Now, what does this do? Well, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, D'Souza's just out to sell his movies, out to make a bazillion dollars. He's being disingenuous. He's playing fast and loose with the rules. Well, here's the thing. D'Souza has never suggested we need to literally reject this entire election and elect Donald Trump president tomorrow. He's never said that. What D'Souza has said was, this is a clear indication of how easily things can get out of hand, and these are things that need to be checked on. So let's go through these one at a time. If you're going to allow people you do not know, and nobody knows, that are not appointed, if you're a poll watcher, you have to be appointed. You know that? If you work at the polls, you got to go through a class, all kinds of stuff. You can't just have people say, oh, okay, you want me to drive votes to ballot boxes? That's no problem. I'll go do that. You can't have that, because then these votes are in the hands of people you don't know, and they are not in any way, shape, or form known to – right now we don't know who they are. See, if you had a poll worker and a machine, and you said the machine was faulty, you'd know who worked that machine. You would know precisely who worked that district, who worked around that machine. You'd know their name. You'd know everything about them. We don't know anything about these people. So theoretically, I could take 20 ballots and 20 blank ones, fill out everything that wasn't for Joe Biden as Joe Biden, put the name of that person on that envelope, throw hers in the garbage or his in the garbage, and drop my 20 ballots all for Joe Biden when half was for Trump. Theoretically, I could do that. And nobody's going to say anything, because there's no way to find out. They're going to say Joe Smith voted for Joe Biden. That's correct. There is a Joe Smith. He's a registered voter, and apparently he voted for Biden. Joe Smith isn't going to know he voted for Biden. Joe Smith's going to say, well, I voted for Trump. And he's going to think he voted for Trump. But in reality, if I just throw his ballot out the window and put Joe Smith on an empty one and a little check mark for Biden, I now have Joe Smith voting for Biden. That's why you can't do it, because you can't trust these people. There's no way of telling what they could do with any of these ballots. Oh, I know they're supposed to be sealed. So what? So you seal them in a different envelope. But I guess the most important part of it all is this. Regardless of whether anyone changed a single ballot, regardless of whether every single one of those votes are technically real people, living people, and people who voted the exact way they intended to vote, if the people who delivered those to those boxes were paid to do it, they don't count. Now, is that a miscarriage of justice? Am I saying, well, what you're basically saying then is if Joe Biden got the majority of votes that way, it still shouldn't count because it's totally illegal, right? Because that's our law. You can thank the Democratic Party for that if that was the case. If Joe Biden won legitimately, and the only way he would have lost is if we eliminate the votes that were mailed in by these quote-unquote 2,000 mules, then he should have lost. by United States law, he should have lost because they don't count. Now, you may say that's unfair, but that's our law. That's the way it goes. So does the movie conclusively prove that Donald Trump won this election? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hate to burst everybody's bubble. It does not prove it. Is there some shady things in the movie? Well, there's one thing I particularly didn't like, and that is they showed someone approaching one of these ballot boxes with a mask on and gloves. After they put the ballots in the box, they took off the gloves and threw them away. The indication is they didn't want their fingerprints on it, and I've heard some people saying, well, you know, when that happened, after the first couple people were arrested. They caught some people doing that. And then they were told, wear gloves, so you can't get your fingerprints. Well, number one, you're not going to get the fingerprints off that box. You know how many people touched that box? Or potentially could have touched that box? Hundreds and hundreds of people could have touched that box. Hell, you could have been tying your friggin' shoelace and leaned against the box with your hand on it. There's absolutely no way you're getting that fingerprint off that box. So that's not why that person was wearing gloves. But worse is it wasn't even this election. They used footage from another election. Now, they did say it. In the bottom of the screen, they did say it. Now, D'Souza, when he was confronted with this, said, well, yeah, it is, in fact, not from that election, but we did say that, and what our greater point was is, look, this has happened before. So I don't like when filmmakers do that, because then we get these impressions. I know I spoke to people personally who've said, you saw the person wearing the gloves, right? You saw them take them off and throw them away. That's so they couldn't get their fingerprints if they did decide to take fingerprints off the box, not even knowing that it wasn't even this election. And logically, it wouldn't have mattered anyway, because you're not getting the fingerprints off that box. My assumption is that person put the gloves on because they were touching other people's stuff and they're a COVID nut. Nonetheless, though, while it does not prove that Donald Trump won this election by any stretch of the imagination, here's what it does prove. It proves that the Democrats went out of their way to ensure possible vote anywhere in the world could be unchallenged. Anywhere in the country, I should say, is unchallenged. Because a lot of these votes you can't challenge. See, it's very, very easy if you do the proper thing. It's very, very easy if you just go to the voting booth and vote in the machine. It's very easy. Challenges are done all the time. When you're starting to talk about, oh, well, we didn't empty these drop boxes, please tell me why you would take one person and not have them just do one or two boxes. Why would Joe Smith say, I'll go deliver, and I'll deliver to seven different boxes in Georgia, as opposed to, well, I'll just deliver to my local box. If you want me to take a few people's votes up to the local box, I'll do it. Why is he all over Georgia? That does not look good. Who does that? Explain to me why a human being would run all over Georgia to 5, 6, 8, 10 different boxes to deliver a whole bunch of different ballots when you got all the ballots you need right there. You just drop them in the first box. Well, like I said, the only logical conclusion I can come up with, folks, is that they didn't want to have too many ballots in any one box. Because if you have that many ballots in one box, it's going to raise eyebrows, and people are going to say, that's an awful lot for this district, isn't it? Well, what does that indicate? It indicates that you have more votes than you have voters. I don't know what to tell you about this. My conclusion is this. Anyone who watches this film, be you a Democrat, a Republican, a liberal, a conservative, an independent, I don't care what you are. If you watch this film and you can honestly say with a straight face, I see nothing that's suspicious. I see nothing that should be further investigated. I don't see any wrongdoing. I think it's all just fair and square. You need to have a mental evaluation, because there's some things on this video that certainly raise people's eyebrows and beg some questions that need to be answered. Now, whether they're going to be answered or not, I don't know. Dinesh D'Souza is not the police. Dinesh D'Souza can't say, well, I got the geo-tracking information. Now I'm going to go find that person and talk to him. They're not going to release that information. Dinesh D'Souza may have my cell phone number. He don't know who I am. And if he tries to find out, that's illegal. Police could do it, but he can't. So are they going to look into these people? All they would really have to do is get some of the worst offenders, because D'Souza's talking about 1,100 of these mules coming from Philadelphia alone. 1,100 out of the 2,000. All they'd really have to do is get the names and addresses of some of these people and go visit them and say, were you paid to deliver these ballots? We're going to talk to the organization and see what they say. Just see what they say. Because if they say, no, sir, I was out at 1 o'clock in the morning running all over the state of Philadelphia or Georgia on my own time and my own dime to ensure there was a fair and safe election. Okay, I mean, if you want to believe that, but I don't think that passes the laugh test. I really don't. And if they are honest and they say, well, yeah, I was doing what I thought was right, and there was a lot of people who couldn't get to the ballot boxes, and I was offered a job so much to deliver ballots, and I took the job because I needed the money. Okay, well, that's being honest, but those votes don't count. I don't care if they're legal votes or not. They don't count. You could have voted for the person you wanted and handed that ballot to that guy. If you pay him to put it in the box, it does not count. That's the difference between harvesting and trafficking. So that's what we need to find out. So the movie doesn't come to any major conclusion. I'm sure if you're leaning that way, you're going to watch this movie and say, that's proof. That's proof. That's all the proof we need. Donald Trump is the legal president, and damn these Democrats. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to look at this movie and you're going to say, hey, it that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a damn thing. But the truth of the matter is, if you look at it through unobjective eyes, what you're going to see is a lot of questions are raised that really honestly do need answers. No one's suggesting that this election be reversed. That's not going to happen. No one's suggesting that every single ballot that was put into there was a forgery that somebody did on their own time and made up people's names and all that kind of stuff. Nobody's suggesting that. I didn't hear one time in that movie anyone say these are made up names, fraudulent ballots completely. They just sat around a table and put Joe Smith vote for Joe Biden. I never heard them say that. What I heard them say is that if you were paid to deliver those to those boxes, those votes don't count. And that is correct. That's the law. So could we have ended up with a situation where Donald Trump won and Joe Biden technically had more votes in certain areas and should have won? Yes, you could have come up with that. But then who do you blame for that? Who do you blame if your grandma in Philadelphia voted for Joe Biden and her vote don't count? Who do you blame for that? Do you blame the Republicans, or do you blame the people who said, we'll pay people to go deliver the votes, knowing damn well that's not legal? I would suggest that you obviously would blame the people who paid. So it's a fascinating movie to watch. And D'Souza has done his due diligence in many ways. The problem with the movie that I see is that if people are expecting this is the smoking gun, this is the evidence, proof positive, that this election was stolen, it's not there. What is there is a lot of abnormalities, a lot of head-scratching moments. And if you want to take D'Souza at face value, and you believe that now D'Souza's not taking, by the way, every single vote. That's another fallacy. He's not saying every vote was for Joe Biden. In other words, he's saying if you just take five of the votes that this person dumped in a box out of, I don't know, maybe dumped in 10, 12. But if you just take five of these and say that these are illegal and five of them happen to be for Joe Biden out of the 10 or 12, would change the result of the electoral vote in that state. It still would do it. He's not saying every single one. That's another fallacy. He's not saying if you dump 50 in the box, 50, all 50 were for Joe Biden and all 50 shouldn't count. Not what that's not the math he used. He did in groups of five. And he just said, we took the 2,000 and we said, if five of them, just five of the ballots dumped were deemed illegal and five of them that were in there were for Joe Biden, which is a reasonable thing. If somebody dumps 8 or 10, 5 could be for Joe Biden, right? Then Donald Trump wins. So, folks, listen, it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. I know I said on this opening that, is it fact? Is it fiction? Is it somewhere in between? The truth is it's somewhere in between. D'Souza does not have the smoking gun. He admits he doesn't have the smoking gun. But what he wants, I think, if I'm reading him right, is he's saying, I've given you the evidence to go get the smoking gun. The smoking gun would then be reveal who these people were through their geo-tracking of their cell phone, have the proper authorities talk to them, see if they were paid by these nonprofit organizations to deliver these ballots, and if they were, they don't count. You're not going to change the result of this election, but you can't do it again. Because if this happens again, we're going to go through this entire nonsense again. There is no logical reason that I can think of that if you can get to a Dropbox to put your vote in, that you can't get to a U.S. mailbox to do it. What's the difference between the Dropbox and the mailbox? They're not going in the mailbox, because if they went in the mailbox, folks, then you'd know the courier who took them out. You'd know a little bit more information. And if the courier sees 15 votes going into a box at one time, well, it depends on the state, doesn't it, whether that's even legal or not. It's a whole big mess. But it clearly shows that this was not the cleanest election in the history of the United States of America. Far from it. This election was a huge, disastrous cluster of nonsense. And whether you believe that Joe Biden actually won or you believe that Donald Trump was ripped off, you cannot say that this was a clean and perfectly fair election. There were too many variables. Way, way too many variables. And in the end, it's left a lot of people on both sides wondering if their vote counted. So my recommendation is to take a look at it, but look at it through eyes that are judging it fairly. If you're a Donald Trump supporter, I want you to do me a favor. Look at this saying to yourself, you're going to have to convince me that Trump won the election, even though I wanted him to. If you are a Joe Biden supporter, I want you to look at this film and say, you're going to have to convince me that this election was perfectly fair. And I will bet you that if you do that, the vast conclusion will be, I can't say Donald Trump won the election, but I can say this election was very, very, very screwed up. And if you're a Democrat, you could say, I'm not saying that Joe Biden didn't win. I still think he won, but you're right. This election was very, very, very screwed up. Because I got news, folks. The next time it can happen for a Democrat, if you think you trust the Republicans not to play dirty pool, I'm sorry. I don't. I don't at all. So 2,000 Mules is worth a watch. Now, how to watch it? A lot of people have been asking, how do I do this? Well, I'm sure there are illegal ways to find it and streams to find it for free, but the logical way is D'Souza's site is charging $29.99 for it, but the good news is it's a year subscription to his site. So technically you're getting it for free because it's $29.99 a month anyway. Or a year, I'm sorry, a year. It's $29.99 a year. So you're getting it for a year. If you consider $29.99 for the film, or you're getting the free film if you consider it $29.99 for the year. Is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. Is it going to answer all of your questions? No. It's actually going to make you question more. But that's not a bad thing, folks. That's actually a good thing. That's what I hope, if anything, this documentary does. I don't want it to be a conclusion. I don't want it to satisfy either side. I want it to make you ask questions, demand some answers. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.